Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. I'm not the star of the show. I'm just here controlling matters here and keeping the host of the show under control. That host is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
What's that again? You aren't the star of the show?
No,
You take more vacation time than I ever do.
Thanks to Mike Gary for filling in last week. You have to have a name Mike to work with Fred Dreyer. That's just one of the prereqs. And so,
Paramikes?
Yeah, Mike Gary is one of the geniuses in the world of sports.
And isn't it ironic that we are sitting in front of a mic?
Yes, that's what it is. Everything is mic around
you.
This
is the big trifecta. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You're very observant.
How was your week? You have so many interesting things. I was at a gathering with you and well-known, world-renowned surgeon, Dr. Clapper. And he does a show called The Weekend Warrior Show. And he sheds some light on taking care of yourself and getting yourself in shape. He's pretty sharp, isn't he? He doesn't operate unless it's absolutely necessary.
He simplified a very difficult profession.
Mm-hmm.
For himself, that is.
Yeah.
So, he's a very unusual man, and I think that we're all better people for having known him.
You have had, he's talked to you. He said at this party that, if you want to get your legs in shape, he said, get into a pool and walk around that pool for a half hour, forwards and backwards, because of the water resistance. It will go ahead and work out your legs for you. And so that's what I started doing.
You did?
Yeah, after I floated on the raft around a couple of times, and I got in and walked around.
Yeah, that's that martini workout. You have a couple of shakers of martini mix. And then you slug yourself down on a raft.
Shaken, not stirred.
And then you push away off the coping, the side of the pool.
Yes.
And with your feet.
That's correct. And then glide
to the deep end of the pool you fall asleep.
The movement of the arms is very good to get that going. Now, whatever you do out there, please email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, fred_dreyer, facebook.com/therealfreddreyer. But we'll get to your emails, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Hey.
Hey, Bench. What are you doing?
I'm rubbing my blue emu on.
Were you ready to go fishing?
Fishing?
You said we were going fishing this morning.
I have 10 Gold Glove Awards.
Oh, here we go again.
Johnny Bench doesn't go fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Bench goes catching. Blue Emu supports healthy muscles and joints. Blue Emu, it works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers and Amazon.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout, all from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you with us here nationwide, coast to coast. Coming to you on Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRNTalk.com, CRN Digital Talk Radio, radio stations around the country, Sports Byline stations. Glad to have you with us. A big moment this week. You know, a lot of sports celebrities are getting their just results. Whether you like Donald Trump, President Trump, or not, he's doing a lot to make us appreciate some of the great sports stars. And this week, the president, Donald Trump, presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom to New York Yankees legend, and I repeat, legend, Mariano Rivera. This happened on Monday. That was a big deal for
him. Well, Donald, I call him Donald. I feel I'm freed up. You know, Robert Dobby told me I could call him Donald.
Really? You talked to Dobby,
well, Dobby,
right?
Dobby.
He's been a villain on the James Bond movies, Robert Dobby.
Yes, we know. Because
I want you to be a villain. You'd be a great villain.
With anything?
You'd be a great
villain. I forgot what I was going to say.
You said Robert Dobby.
He says you can call him Donald Trump, President Trump, Donald. I said, all right, I'm going to do that then. It's not out of disrespect or personal pique that I foist my opinions on people, but let me just tell you that, Donald is a sportsman, and he knows athleticism when he sees it. Mm-hmm. And he did a great thing,
yes,
by putting Jerry West in and giving Jerry West a Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, he did Jerry West.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, and now he's
Bob Cousy. Bob Cousy.
How could you be in the sports?
Because
lounge?
I was in the jacuzzi. I got a little confused over there. That's all it was. Yeah, but the main thing was this thing with Mariano Rivera was he. He exemplifies what it is to be an American. This guy, he became a citizen in 2015, and it means a lot to him. He talked about coming to this country, being in Miami, not able to speak English, talking Spanish to some of the other players. Then he goes, I think, into the Carolinas. He's in a minor league team playing there, and it's just he said that he told the guys, laugh at me if you want, but talk to me in English so I can learn English. There was a big deal for him to learn English, and when he did, he could communicate with his managers and the coaches and the players. And you can just see, he loves his family. He's got an appreciation for the game. This guy stands out as a great guy, and he gives back to society with charitable functions as well.
That's the key element for me, is that the tremendous success that he had playing baseball contributed greatly to the American culture. And not only is he a good human being and a citizen, but he came out and embraced being an American.
Yes.
I love that.
I love that, too. The president said Mario Rivera has made extraordinary contributions to American sports, culture, and society. He's the most dominant relief pitcher in the history of baseball. More than that, he's lived the American dream and shines as an example of American greatness for all to see. And by the way, he's a 5-time World Series champion, 13-time All-Star. He's got the Major League Baseball record for saves with 652 saves.
Ooh, that's a lot.
19 seasons he participated in baseball, all with the Yankees, and he earned the 1999 World Series MVP title, first Yankee to save 300 games. And he got into the Hall of Fame right on the first ballot. Just no questions, just right in.
Well, I mean, yeah. it's wonderful that he could relieve the pressure off of the geniuses making those decisions.
Yeah, unanimously in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
so
good.
You have him, and then if you talk about other relief pitchers, how about the Pirates, Felipe Vasquez? This was the guy the Dodgers were after, am I correct?
Oh, man. That's a story. I mean, that's such a despicable story. Go ahead. Tell the people about it.
Four teams were after this guy at the trade deadline. The Dodgers, one of them. They wanted Gavin Lux, the Dodgers' premier rookie second baseman that's been playing. None of the teams took the offers because the Pirates were asking a lot. Here's the deal. Vasquez gets arrested for computer pornography, soliciting a child, providing obscene material to minors by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Apparently, he was carrying on a video and driving to her house with a 13-year-old. And he said, well, it was kind of sex, but it wasn't. And then he still continues to talk to her when she's 15. The mother sees this stuff come through. She turns in Felipe Vasquez. And the next thing you know, he's in jail right now, out of baseball, on leave. Can you imagine if one of those teams traded for him and gave up a great draft, and then all of a sudden you got this loser? I mean, look at this guy. He's obviously a loser. I mean, shouldn't you do a background check before you go to trade for a guy?
Well, this is what I want to try and reason this out.
Okay.
A baseball, especially when you're from a different part of the world, it's not like, you know, if you're here at Northridge High School, and they're out scouting you. You're an American, and you kind of, it's pretty clear that they can do a background check on you, and they can be successful in determining a lot of things that are critical to being able to make the adjustment into Major League Baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right.
All right. And then you can see by the friends, you can see by the family, you can see by the coaches, you can see by the opposing players that he plays against, and make your decisions accordingly, okay? Now, you get a guy like this, the industry is kind of going at a lot of this stuff blind. They go scout these guys in a different country, whether it's Haiti, whether it's the Dominican Republic, whether it's Cuba, or whether no matter where it is.
Right.
And they have to come up with some form of standard by which to gather information and make decisions on these guys. Right?
Right.
Okay. So here you have Vasquez, who was arrested for this type of behavior. Didn't anybody see anything in his character? Didn't anybody talk to a grandmother or a school marm or anybody in wherever he's from? Where's he from? Where is he from here? Does it say where he's from?
He is.
Where is he? Anyway, he's not around here.
No,
he's. I don't know where the heck he is, but. He has a sickness that nobody knew about. Now, they scouted this guy, and they put him into the organization, and he was around a bunch of people. What about all of the people in the organization, the people that matter?
Right.
Where were they when they observed him, when they talked to him, when they took a look at his tattoos? And, everybody's got tattoos nowadays, but
That's true.
It matters when it's supposed to matter. You know, it's reflective of a lot of things. But when this guy shows up and starts pulling stunts like this and breaks the law, this isn't something that he just fell into. This followed him from wherever he's from.
Somebody must have known about it.
They knew about it. They knew. What I'm saying is, didn't the Pittsburgh Pirates know anything about this guy's character? Didn't somebody say, you know, he's a great baseball player, he can throw 100, but you know, I think there's something wrong with this guy.
Exactly.
Didn't they flag his jacket?
I don't know that. I don't know if they do, but they should. You're absolutely right, and I'm sure somebody on that team had a hint somewhere about it.
Well, let's talk about this next time around. Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Specials. And you can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the Body Pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special and save up to 50% off, including the Body Pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We'll be right back.
We're back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer with us here.
Thank you.
And by the way, you asked about Felipe Vasquez, where he is from. He originally hails from Venezuela.
Oh, God. I should have known.
So, San Felipe, Venezuela.
I wonder, how old is he? Does it say how old he
doesn't
is?
Doesn't say, but he's in his 20s, I think. He's a younger guy.
But he's He's as a reprobate as there ever was, and I don't see him showing up. Of course, you know how sick baseball people are, sports people are. You know they would take Charles Manson if he could play shortstop. Believe me, they'd somehow try to get him out of jail.
Well, you do see a little bit in baseball and football and other sports as well. I don't know. I haven't seen it in hockey.
That's
hockey's
a professional sport. If you get a guy who's special, like this guy's supposed to be special, you know, as a relief pitcher, I mean, oh, by the way, the guy you really like, that you know, the Vasquez guy you like, oh, well, let's see. Maybe he could come out of the bullpen. We just wouldn't see him.
Don't even go there, Fred Dreyer.
We don't see him that much.
Here's the thing. Major League Baseball is not investigating yet. They're letting the authorities do it because right now Felipe Vasquez is in
a baseball
county jail in Pittsburgh.
Well, he should be. But baseball has nothing to do with getting satisfaction on this. We want the authorities. We want a starker, big jackbooted governmental police officer to crack this guy a good one and stick him in his cell and leave him there until we can either deport him or get rid of him some way, somehow.
A lot of money in this now, Fred, because Pirates reliever Felipe Vasquez. That's, four teams were after him at the trading deadline.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, you mean to tell me there's not one of the 14 that says, hey, look.
We dodged a bullet.
Let's send somebody over to the Pennsylvania courthouse, Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania courthouse, and let's see if we can get him out for the playoffs. You know, there's somebody saying, there's some sick guy saying that.
I hope not, but here's the thing.
Well,
I
bet they would.
This guy, you know, four teams after him. He's the darling of the Pirates closer for the bullpen, but not the darling of society because sexual relations with a minor is not respected anywhere that I know of in this country. 13 years of age, and then he stops and says it really wasn't sex, but then he continues to send pictures and things to this to now 15-year-old girl. The mother sees it, turns him in. He is now in jail. Child abuse, all this stuff. The charges have been there. He's 5-1, 28 saves, 90 strikeouts. Who cares about any of that? He's owed $5.25 million for next season, $7.25 million for 2021. Pirates have $10 million in options on 22 and 23 seasons.
Yeah, he would never get a penny from that.
Nothing's going to happen with this guy.
He's destroyed his career.
He
would have to sue me and my organization, the Pirates.
Let me ask you this.
Wait a minute. He would have to sue me into oblivion to get another penny from me. If this doesn't negate your contract, if you don't have a morals, if you don't have a morals clause in your contracts for things such as this, dope, peddling fentanyl to kids, assaulting young people. If you don't have anything like that that completely absolves you of paying anybody any money that you promised, then you've got a real issue here.
Here's the thing. He's on administrative leave. The Pirates could attempt to avoid his contract, but they're saying past efforts by teams to nullify deals, even in cases of illegal behavior, have proven difficult. These agents got all this stuff worked into
this.
That's
fine.
This guy should not get a dime
anymore.
I don't care
what. It's
proven
guilty. Here's what the deal is. I wouldn't hang on the written word in this situation. Even if a judge says, even if an attorney says you're going to lose the case, the judge won't. I'm going to take it to the court. I'll take it to the people, and I'll stand up on the courthouse when they bring the owner or the general, probably the owner of the team, if he has any guts at all. He'll show up in court and he'll look across the courtroom floor and say, "I signed a contract. I didn't sign up for this. Did I sign the contract? Yes, I did. Did we have an agreement? Yes, I did. But I believe raping and doing what he did justifies me not paying him a penny. And I throw myself on the mercy of the court. I don't think I should have to pay him a penny. If you don't come up and stand up for that, there's something wrong with you.
Well, and we'll see what happens as we go ahead. Let's get to a better thought here. 35 years ago this week, it happened Wednesday, the Hunter pilot was shown. Rick Hunter, you, Fred Dreyer, as the star of that show, as Rick Hunter, became everybody's favorite hero. And Pamela Johnson sent you an email on this and said you became the hero and a heartthrob to the fans who loved Hunter, one of the best series ever. Happy Hunter anniversary, Fred Dreyer. Was it really 35 years ago this week?
September 18th of 84. You know, the interesting thing is, thank you, Pamela, but you know, the interesting thing is that I was shooting the pilot downtown L.A.
Right.
And my daughter on April 12th, 1984, was born.
Really?
She was born while I was shooting this pilot. And my
wife, a lot going on in your life.
Yeah, and so, you know, my life really changed a lot that day. And then, of course, when the show came out, I guess, they had to make it, shoot it. In April and May and June, and then they brought it out in September to start the new season. This is the new season in September when everybody comes back to school, the new lineups are announced, and what's the new show? And here it was on a Friday night back then, it didn't last very long. The last 13 episodes. It was playing opposite the Dallas television show, which was the number one show in the country. But they moved it to Saturday night, and Steve Cannell went to talk to Brandon Tartikoff. They moved it from Friday at 10 to Saturday at 10, and it took off.
How many seasons did that show go?
It was seven.
Seven seasons.
It could have been 15.
Of how many episodes? Like 30 plus,
157.
Right? 157 total. Yeah, totally. Amazing. Great show, Hunter.
It was great. It was
the great
fantastic.
Fred Dreyer. He's an amazing guy. We'll talk more about this straight ahead. Send Fred some emails. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Attention sports fans, now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the legendary all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. And I say legendary This week, 35 years ago, the pilot episode of Hunter was shown and started this seven-year great career. The show still stays alive. People looking at it. And your email, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Competition Radio Network. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Getting a lot of things here. Frida says, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan. I watched every episode of Hunter. I actually am re-watching every episode. I want to listen to the Sports Lounge. You are awesome. You're the great man. Loves you. Justin says, I loved Hunter. I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times. What's your favorite episode?
Well, I've got a couple. But I break it down by the years. and by how I got better as an actor, and in doing so, how I was able to interpret my job description the best I possibly could, you know. So a lot of those shows,
right,
are defined as my favorite because of things that I discovered personally about myself, not so much what the show was about,
right.
So, but there are shows there that were terrific that I really loved, and I forgot the name of one. Corey Allen, God bless him. Corey Allen directed one of them where Stephanie and I. If I had enough airtime, I'd tell you the episode. I'd come up with the name of it. I forgot what it was, but I think it was Partners or something like that. But it was one of the. It was I thought it was the best show. It was Stephanie was great in it, and Corey did a terrific job directing, and of course I was able to tell my jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I liked about Stephanie. She'd laugh at anything I said.
That's good. So do I.
Yeah,
I mean, Wayne says, ever think about doing a Hunter movie?
We've done a million of those things. We've had our opportunity to do them. We've done like about
four of
them.
Good to bring one back, buddy.
We did the four or five of them. But I mean, you know what? What would Hunter be in a wheelchair?
No. You're fine. You're playing shape. You look the same. By the way, email Fred. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's where you get the emails out. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
Dell Semi-Annual Sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semiannualsale to enjoy huge, limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You've heard me talking about 4HIMS and how they are helping guys look their best. If you haven't, it's time to see what they're all about. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age of 35, and once you've noticed thinning hair, it can be too late. Solution, 4HIMS.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. HIMS is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians at FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. Order now. Listeners to this program can get started with the 4HIMS Complete Hair Kit for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4HIMS.com/wrestling. That's FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4HIMS.com/wrestling.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout. All from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thank you.
Welcome back here. We are in the Sports Lounge, Channel 211 on Sirius XM, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com. Follow us anywhere you want to go. Download our cell phone app on your smartphone. Dial pound 250, pound 250. Hit send. When the call is answered, say CRN Talk, and it'll load our app right on your phone. That's correct. It'll send you a text message. You hit the connection there, and you hit the link, and it'll put the app right on your phone, whether it's an iPhone, Android, whatever it might be. We've been talking some baseball on the show today. We should talk a little bit about the Los Angeles Dodgers, who celebrated their seventh. This is a pretty big deal. They haven't won the World Series since, 1988. They've been in the last two World Series, and they've lost them both times. Houston Astros the first time around, Boston Red Sox last year. But they celebrated their seventh consecutive National League West Division Championship. They're kind of like the Atlanta Braves of the West. They're winning the leagues. It's the first team. They were the first team in baseball to clinch the season. They had the best record in the National League in all of baseball. And they won against the Baltimore Orioles. And in the background, Dodger legend Tommy Lasorda, 91 years young, checking it out. He managed the team from 1976 to 1996, won two World Series championships in 81 and 88. The 88 title, the last, as we mentioned, for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And Lasorda says, he gives praise to the president of the team, Andrew Friedman. He says, this man works hours and hours they don't even know about. This is Lasorda talking about Andrew Friedman. He said, this man works hours and hours they don't even know about. He wanted to put together a winner. He got a winner. By next year, he'll have everything. We're winning the World Series. He's put a lot of heart in this organization. I've been in this organization many years, and to see him and the way he develops players and meshes with the players, it's a credit to him. And as well as the Dodgers manager, that carries into the Doc, to Dave Roberts. He meshes with the players, don't you think?
Well, it's clear that he has ideology in terms of, he's strongly opinionated about how to create a great business model to get the foundation of a baseball team. It's very difficult to do because you're dealing with some variables with human character, like we talked about Vasquez. You know, how are you going to get great people to mesh together?
Right.
And what's interesting is the last 3 years, especially, what you say is so correct. Andrew Friedman has not only selected great people to work with, to empower, to go out and scout great young people, baseball players, and you're seeing right now when the Dodgers desperately need to have the roster filled with production, because you know a lot of their players are hurt. You know, like every team has a dozen players on the injured list,
right,
for a very various times of the year, but they're all filled with the people everybody that they brought up from Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Almost every one of them came in and not only did admirably, they were great.
Unbelievable. Andrew Friedman, has been in the Dodgers organization, came over from the Tampa Bay Rays in 2014. It's unquestioned what he's done. The team has won the National League West every season during his tenure. They've maintained, here's your point, a top 10 farm system, consistently churning out talented players year after year, and the pressure's mounted on them to get the franchise a World Series win. But the organization, if you look at the teams that are in there now, the Yankees, you know, the Astros, you go through even Oakland, some of these teams vying for a wild card. These are great organizations from the top down. And I think that's what you played football. You loved the Rams organization when you were there for the most part, right? It's got to come from the top.
And you can see how any organization, any business, any successful business, but especially athletics, because it's just so many variables. You can have a player like a Bellinger who just shows up one day, gets an infield hit in San Francisco, and his career takes off, and the next thing you know, the guy's one of the top three baseball players in baseball. And those are the great things you like to see. And that can only happen as if you're doing 99% of it correctly.
That is absolutely right. Your thoughts on that, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at C, Charlie, Robert, Nancy, or Competition Radio Network, if you will, crntalk.com. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back. We are here at the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank
two
you.
Great careers. You know, the great legendary broadcaster, Larry Elder, who, by the way, our thoughts and prayers go out to Larry. He lost his brother, Kirk, who was phone-a-bro on Fridays on his show, and Kirk passed away a little under a week ago.
I didn't know.
Yeah, sad note, and Larry's been off. But Larry, when he saw you, said, he's amazed by you, and we all are, because you've had two incredible careers as a professional sports all-pro defensive end in football, and then you retire, and the next thing you know, you go into another difficult career, acting. And 35 years ago this week, The Hunter Show debuts. They shoot the pilot on NBC. Gail has said, happy 35th. Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer. And she says, a great day in TV history. Love the show. Still stands up. Will always be a fan favorite.
Gail Morgan, thank you. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it. You know, we've had just so much over the years. You know, you don't know really what's going to happen in life. You know, you do something like this, and it comes out on television, and it's part of the present day culture, entertainment culture, and you do it, and then it comes to an end, and then everybody moves on in life, and then suddenly, you know, there's a resurgence. You know, and it's due to the technology, the cell phone technology, and the digitization of product. It's just amazing how these things are. They're almost like they're brand new again.
Yeah, when you watch them again, they are. It really is.
Yeah, and these people here who are people who
watching it,
who
yeah.
binge watch. Yeah. I've had people, get a hold of me and write me and tell me, says we're going to watch 90 episodes this weekend.
Jason says he sent you an email here at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Just wanted to say I'm a big fan. I watched every episode of Hunter. I actually am rewatching every episode. I want to listen to the Sports Lounge. Thanks for being awesome. There's another one of your fans.
Well, awesome is the word. Because you guys are fans, and I would talk with Stephanie about this. You know, we would be in Culver City someplace or in Hollywood, and sitting in a car while they were getting ready to do a toe shot inside the car, and we'd be talking about stuff.
A what shot?
A toe shot.
What's a toe shot?
The car would tow another
car. Oh, a towing. Okay,
they would
gotcha.
Tow it. And they would film it. You've seen this stuff before.
Yeah.
And so we would look out, and there would be people standing on the sidewalks and sitting on bus stops watching the whole crew work to get this whole apparatus ready with lights and cameras and getting ready for the tow shot and pull out into traffic. And I would just think, you know, this is just amazing, you know, how people are
working,
how the fans really are appreciative of what they're saying.
It really is. You didn't, while you're doing the toe shot, kind of oversteer to make it kind of a funny scene or anything? You didn't do that, did you?
I didn't put my feet on the dash.
It's good. It's good. By the way, if you want to see Fred on TV, he's on with his show. We're on Roku and Facebook Live and Tiki Live and Twitch and YouTube and Twitter. And we want to say hi to Bev and Pamela and Ingrid and Zach and Bernice and Orlando's out there. And everybody's tuning into the show. Thank you so much for checking it out. Now, saying all the thing, life deals you a deal here. What about the New York Giants? They are benching the franchise quarterback. They asked to come back, Eli Manning. They're benching him here after two games here. Is this, what's the deal?
Well, this is very suspicious. And Bradshaw, you know, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Terry Bradshaw.
He just said, look, if they did that to me, if they asked me to come back and give me the offense and a defense and the team that they have right now and say, here, you're the quarterback, and we really appreciate all your years, and you know, you're 38 years old, and we really think you're great and everything, and you're going to be a Hall of Fame inductee. And here's the starting quarterback for 2 weeks, and then they come to you after you play miserably, and the team is rotten, and you are asked to step aside for the new quarterback, the rookie quarterback, the number one hot dog that was drafted out of Duke.
Right.
And he shows up, and Bradshaw says, I'd tell them, I'd pack my bags and tell them to pump sand. He says, this is an outrage, and I don't disagree with it. How can you, after 2 weeks, now make a viable decision? What you're saying is, our team's lousy. We knew it. We're 2 weeks in, and it's Eli's fault. That's what this move means. It you've just chopped off his career there in New York. You've treated him in this turning. You could have gotten out of this, number one, by saying, you know something, we're not going to bring you back. We're gonna just bury the whole season here with new quarterbacks.
Right.
We'll find somebody to do it, but we're not going to subject you to this. Or when you bring him back, say you're the quarterback until you get hurt, or until we all decide that it's best that you sit out. But this is a surprise to him. It's a surprise to everybody. And Terry's not wrong about this. I'd pack my bags and I'd go home.
Yeah, I think. Most anybody else, especially when you've had a career, you know, the Mannings, Eli, still got some nothing. They didn't build anything on the team. You're right. They bring them back. They do nothing for the squad. Much the same as when you were there with Fran Tarkington on the Giants years ago when you guys both decided, hey, they're not doing anything to make a winning team. You played out your options so you could get out of there. Right?
I had to leave. I made that decision a year and a half before I actually made the move. And that was me taking control of my career.
Right.
Eli here came in under good faith to run the controls of a terrible team, and they turn right around and blame it on him.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer on this, the 35th anniversary of the first episode of Hunter on television. We got the all-pro defensive end from the Rams, played for the Giants, also was signed for a little while there with the almost signed for the New England Patriots. But Fred Dreyer, of course, with the acting, too, on all the great movies and things he's done. We got the football question for an email to you, Fred. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Ray says, Fred, who was your biggest mentor when you were with the Giants?
My mentor?
Yeah, did you have a mentor on that team?
Well, I mean, Jimmy Cat Cabbage was a defensive end that was there for a while, and then I came in. And
he said Cat Cabbage Files. That was his guess.
And then Jim was there, and he helped me out a lot. He was a great guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was a really nice guy.
How so? What did he do?
Well, I mean, you know, he talked a lot of things through. He went over certain things. He taught me, you know, on certain different types of plays against certain types of fronts, defensive alignment. He taught me how to what to look for and how to, you know, just the little ins and outs, the little picadillos that help you be to play smarter. And he looked after me. I appreciated that.
That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah. Now, the news came this week that the Cowboys have topped the list for 2019 the most valuable franchise in the NFL. This is from Forbes magazine. $5.5 billion. They're number one. The Patriots, $4.1 billion. The Giants, $3.9 billion. The Rams, $3.8. And the 49ers, $3.5 billion. Then you got the Bears, the Redskins, the Jets, the Texans, the Eagles. The bottom five, Cleveland Browns, $2.1 billion. Tennessee Titans, $2.1 billion. Cincinnati Bengals, $2 billion. That's a bargain. Detroit Lions, $1.95 billion. And the Buffalo Bills, $1.9 billion. So
Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions.
Want to put a little offer down?
Are in last place?
Yeah.
I wonder. I wonder if the Bills are can't get advertising.
Yeah, maybe we should go there and sponsor a couple of things for them. We'll bring the Sports Lounge to them. That'll be good. By the way, we're out of time here on the show. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Don't forget to download our cell phone app, #250. When the call's answered, say CRN Talk. Next week.
See you next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.